So no one lives in the floodplain in the province of 2050. The whole floodplain is planted with bioswales and with crops that can be inundated, like the Nile used to be, and with sort of estuary and marine organisms that can survive in fresh and salt water, because a lot of the time the ocean is coming, we're imagining that the ocean is coming up the river. There's barnacles, oysters, and mussels living in the pierced shells of the old fuel tanks that are down on Allen's Ave. Those get washed over a lot. We're a pilot city for universal basic income as a gateway to phasing out money. So it's something that we and a few other cities are trying by the year 2050. We're known for the hurricanes of 2028 and 2035. We're known as the place where Europeans decimated the Narragansett people, and where in 2030, descendants of settlers started ceding their land back to the descendants of the Narragansett tribe. We have become, once again, a city of shipbuilders and raft builders. We are a destination for people who came from across the sea fleeing their homes. Some of our farms are on stilts. We're a big medicinal port, so a lot of medicines are coming in from other places and being distributed through us to the rest of the East Coast. I think that there will be more reverence, more practicality, more tending of the non-human world, also perhaps more respect and fear as it perhaps gets a little less controlled, a little more dangerous in some of its larger scale ways. I think that it will maybe change the way that we eat a little bit or a lot. Things about, I imagine, again, like perhaps our diet will be a bit more limited because the ability to bring things in from further away might be more difficult, again, because of fuel, because of other difficulties with supply. Also because potentially of different economies. If people are trying out one economic thing over here and another economic thing over there, it may be a little hard for them to sort of communicate economically. So I can imagine that being a challenge a little bit. I think that probably the amount of electricity that we use will go down some. Hopefully the amount of fossil fuels that we burn will go down quite a lot, both through regulation at different levels and through decisions that people make. What else? I think that people's awareness of or alertness to or observation of the non-human world will have to be a bit more alert for reasons of survival, but that they'll also want it to be more alert for reasons of enjoyment and respect.